Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Be with thee, and I will not forsake thee. There are four things that should happen when you're going through. And they all start with the letter T here. So if you got your pens and papers, we'll start with the first one. The first one is, whenever we're going through, we have to trust God. It all comes down to that, doesn't it? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says it this way. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. We have to have faith in God that whatever we're going through, He is working it out for our good and His glory. So whenever you're going through something, God simply wants you to trust Him. I know that's tough for us sometimes, but that's what He wants us to do. There's no way we can please Him unless we have absolute confidence in Him. And this will be true by Him taking us through those waters, through those rivers, and then through that ultimate test, the fire. That ultimate test, that fire, will try you to your very core. But don't fret. He's there with you. The next thing is, after we trust God, we have to thrive in our faith. In other words, we have to grow. We have to make sure that we are growing in our faith and that we have patience. Many are times when we're going through something, we want it to be over quickly. But God is working it out for you so that you can have patience. Sometimes we want to get out of a test, but we'll never get out of it because we haven't learned patience. I want you to think about that. Sometimes we're in the same spot that we are, like this podium, I don't moved it a million places. And we haven't learned. We haven't learned. God wants us to grow in our faith. Are we growing? He's not going to move you until you grow. Now, one thing about having patience. Here's one thing that will help you with your patience. Is whenever you have a problem, is the cup half full or half empty? Think about that. Is it half full or half empty? You have to look at it from a new perspective. I want you to get this statement and I want you to etch it in your mind. Many a times, God does not fix your problems, but He fixes your perspective. I'll say it again because you may have missed it, because you should have shouted on that one. Many a times, God does not fix your problems, He fixes your perspective. Are you looking at it through your eyes? Or are you looking at it through His eyes? Or are you looking at it saying, woe is me, or I'm going to give God the glory? Patience. Remember.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.